St. Mary's Principal Cody Havranek joining us this morning. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Pretty good. Ready for it to warm up.
Got your long underwear on?
I do. Ready for 20, but whether I'm ready for 20 degrees. I don't know about you. I've never been so excited.
It's going to be a heat wave.
I know. We'll be
outside in shorts and a t-shirt and won't know what to do.
Definitely. It'll be 40 degrees warmer, so yeah, you would think we should do that. But, well, anyway, what's St. Mary's school? No school today.
No school today, yep. We do have some results from last week as far as activities concerned. We had basketball action on Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday, Boyd County came to town. Girls and boys both got the win that evening. The girls got the win, kind of a close one, 37-35, and the boys got the win, 81-33. On Thursday, West Holt came to town. The girls and boys both played West Holt in that NVC tournament here a couple weeks ago, so got the opportunity to play them again. Girls, unfortunately, didn't get the win this time like they did in that NVC tournament. They lost kind of another close one, 49-43. On the boys' side of things, they got the win 73-38. We also had our district D2 wrestling meet at Elkhorn Valley this past weekend. We had two wrestlers competing in that, trying to earn their way to state. Unfortunately, both of those wrestlers did end up losing and didn't place in that top four, so that means their season is unfortunately finished. In our 145-pound weight class, we had Will Schmitz wrestle. He went 1-2 on the day. In the 285-pound weight class, Andrew Coolmoose, he went 0-2 on the day. So with those losses at that district meet, their season is over. Do want to kind of congratulate them on a kind of a hard-fought season.
Yeah.
And wishing both of them will be coming back next year. So wishing the best of luck next year.
Awesome.
Also on Friday, we had a speech meet. Lindsay Holy Family hosted their speech meet last Friday. We had an individual, Grant Winkelbauer. He placed fifth in varsity informative. We also had a fifth place finish in the varsity duet with Kaylin Goffenbaugh and Emma Ott. So congratulations to those speech team members.
Always good to hear the speech team doing good.
Yep. Kind of some school news. The spring parent-teacher conferences are going to be held this Thursday, February 18th from noon to 4. That's going to be at St. Mary's. Parent-teacher conferences will be held in the teachers' classrooms at both the grade school and the high school level. Grade school conferences, those have been scheduled with your child's teacher. If you did not schedule a conference and would still like to do that, you can contact the grade school office here today or tomorrow and schedule a time. High school conferences, those are not scheduled. Those are walk-in conferences only. Again, those will be in the teachers' classrooms. We'll have some signage up at the high school for you to kind of guide you where you need to go. Masks will be required for everybody while they're in both buildings, and social distancing guidelines will be followed. So we hope to see all of our parents at parent-teacher conferences this Thursday.
All right, and the weather will be nicer. So,
weather should be a little nicer.
Yeah.
Might have to take off one of the four coats you have on.
There you go, yeah.
Also in January, I do want to give a shout-out to the following students. They were named to the January Cardinal Virtue Award winners. These students lived out the Cardinal Virtues in their classes throughout the month of January. The students were Mallory Berg, Isaac Barlow, Knox Woodward, Aubrey Peterson, Bannon Wecker, Keely Ogden, Sophie Schindler, Cooper Cole, Max Berg, J.B. Molnarek, Jaya Johnson, and Zane Cole. So again, congratulations to those January Cardinal Virtue Award winners. We also had a bit of a project that went on this weekend at the grade school that I want to give a big thank you for. We ordered some sound dampening panels for our grade school gym this winter, and they arrived last week. I do want to give a thank you to Jim Gokey, John Boyle, and Tim Schneider. There were several others as well that spent some time up there this past weekend hanging those panels. A total of 66 sound dampening panels were hung up all in one day. So we had a great coordinated effort up there. The panels, kind of, they said they wanted to do this on Saturday. I kind of said, this is going to be a 3-4 day deal. Came back Monday morning. They had all 66 panels hung up. So do want to give a shout out to them. For all of their hard work and planning and whatnot that went into that. So,
and they really do make a difference, too.
Yeah, indoor recess, hopefully it'll be a little bit nicer on the ears in the grade school gym there. So I want to thank you, those gentlemen that came up this past weekend and helped out. Kind of on our calendar this week, Scott, you alluded to this. We haven't made a final decision on that girls' sub-district basketball, so we are still planning that. St. Mary's is supposed to play Stewart tonight at Bartlett. That's been moved up to a 6:30 p.m. start time for sure. We'll keep notified on Flock Note, and I'm sure KBRX will know as well if we make a change to that.
Bring a pencil and paper in case you have to keep score yourself.
There you go.
If the scoreboard goes out, we can still play basketball, I guess, if the lights go out.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll be a little dark.
Could be a little dark. Every turn their cell phone on.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't park the car around the side at a football game. On Wednesday, it is Ash Wednesday tomorrow. We've kind of changed our mass times around a little bit. So the high school is going to have their mass at 8:10 in the morning with Stations of the Cross to follow. The grade school mass is going to be at 12:30 in the afternoon. Again, the community is welcome to attend those Ash Wednesday masses with our students. There's also the state dance competition happening Wednesday. That's St. Mary's is going to participate at 7 o'clock. That's going to be in Grand Island. So wish those state dancers the best of luck.
Awesome.
And again, Thursday, we've got parent-teacher conferences from 12 to 4, depending on how the basketball games go tonight. Could potentially have girls' basketball sub-districts as well that evening. And then on Friday, we have no school for students with our spring break with winter-like temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, no activity scheduled. So kind of a fun week once we get through parent-teacher conferences. Got a little break for everybody.
Right,
so
once we get above zero. There you go. All right, Cody, thanks for coming in, and have a great week.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Cody Havronik, principal of St. Mary's School.